We have one sif left, and then I'd like to go to the practical end of the siman. All right, let's learn the last sif. Siman Pei Dal. The end of Tezayin talks about bugs and cheese, which I have yet to hear of. So we'll go over to Sif Yud Zayin. We have hopefully quite a bit to do today. Sif Yud Zayin is the last Sif. Sheret Saruf Muta La Eichlai. Your dream. You could eat burnt shratzim Mishum Refuah, but only if it's Mishum Refuah Da'afa Ba'almahu. Because a burnt bug is afra ba'alma, it's turned into afar, which no longer has the din of a bug. Now, the kasha is, what's shver with this?
If it's afra
ba'alma, it should be muta l'chatchila. It should be muta l'chatchila to eat it. The binas adam is from here, we had before in Sifud Beis. We learned there that if you have a bug, shame by yetzem, if you have a worm or a crawling insect, and 12 months pass, so over 12 months dries and is no longer considered to be usser. I mentioned to you then that the Chochmas Adam holds that it's lav dafka, you wait 12 months, if you dry it out in an oven, it's the same thing, because Tosfos says it by grape skins, which also if you wait 12 months is mutter, and Tosfos says if you dry it out in an oven it's mutter. And in today's world, there are machines, the dehydration machines, which are used for spices, and therefore there is no problem with bugs in ground spices, because since they go through a dehydration process, it's like overall of your base chaydish. Now, whatever remains is afra ba'alma. That was the what we spoke about in Sifud Beis. Now, it seems to be a stira to Sifud Zayin. In Sifud Zayin, it says it's only mutter because only for tzarchei chayla. It says only mutter mishum refuah. And here it's talking that it's mamish sarif. We were talking then you dry it in an oven. Here we're talking that it's literally burnt. So the question is why it's only mutter for a chayla. So the Chochmas Adam says in Binas Adam that there's a concept of achshavei. Achshavei means the following: sometimes something is so ruined that it loses its iser. It's not considered an eichel anymore. If you have a bug after dehydration or after 12 months passed, it's afar b'alma. But if someone is machshavei, somebody wants to eat it because he likes it, so that's achshavei. Something becomes chashav, and achshavei makes it into an iser. It's a good question. It definitely achshavei applies to something that's pogum, something that loses its taste or doesn't taste good, and someone says I like it, so it's achshavei. Now Dr. Amawi is asking that if something is afra ba'alma, achshavei shouldn't apply because it's just not what it originally was. It's a good kasha, but this is what the Binas Adam says. The Binas Adam says that a sheret saruf is mutter, but if you like it, then it's achshavei, and then it becomes iser. That kasha notwithstanding, yeah.
Machabish credit, let's say, it doesn't say sheret saruf mutter aplo rock l'refuah.
Well, if it says mutter rock mishum refuah, this is not a shmuz book. It's a shulchan aruch. It says mutter rock mishum refuah means you're allowed to eat it mishum refuah. Period. Now, agav, we learn from here, the heter, that we use on Pesach, that medications, even if they come from chametz, that are tasteless or even certainly bitter, are mutter, even if they come from chametz. There's no achshuvei on something that you machshiv for refuah purposes. And the Gris Moshe is a tshuva. And Ramosha writes that there's no achshuvei in the case of something that's that you machshiv because of for medicinal reasons. So even though this Chacham HaSadam is shver, as was pointed out, that if it's burnt, there shouldn't be an issur of achshuvei. Afal Pikein, the kula of the Chacham HaSadam is of importance because of the fact that was saying that even if you hold of achshuvei, if it's refuah, it's not achshuvei. So that's Ramosha's tshuva. Now, Tzvi has a tshuva that medication made from chametz on Pesach, even though you're achshuvei, you want it, it's not us. Awesome.
Is some limited to burning directly as opposed to bugs that are...
No, it means even sarf, because when it goes to a machine that gives it a status like it was beis chaydish, we're talking about the hydration, which is... The way it was described, you can still see the bug, just you put your finger on it, it crushes. Something similar to a rice puff or something where it still looks whole, but then as soon as you squeeze it, all the heaviness of it is from the liquid and it crushes easily.
So
the need
is that even though it's a barrier, that it's so
rough,
it doesn't...
Yeah, if you're less than barrier, it's less. Now... well, chatzis still awesome in that Torah, remember, but here it's less a chatzis here. It has no chashivas. Chazal said Yud Beis Chaydish, it's mutal lechatchol to eat it. So if the hydration goes, and this is the Chachmas Hadam, this is Taisvis who say this cool.
Would you make a brahman on something?
No. Wait, if it's Ashavay, then I'd be eating Mishum Rafua. Yeah. Right. That's right. There's no Ashavay, it's mutal. Okay, this is what comes out from this sif. Again, if you're achshavei l'achila, then it becomes usur again. If you're not achshavei, if you had the dried up bug, and you're drinking a drink and it has the bugs in it, you're eating a food that has the bugs in it, that's not an issue. Now, where this comes up today is in the red color called carmine, which is a red colorant that's used in many products. The fruit cocktails, not popular fruit cocktail anyway, but once upon a time it was popular and everyone liked the cherries, and then suddenly there were no more cherries in it because it was colored with the red dye. Now here, Now I want to tell you about the carmine. L'chaira, the carmine should be mutter, based on this sif. Because the carmine, at least according to the kashrus organizations, is made from bugs that go through the hydration process, and if so, it should be mutter. Now, all the hechsherim aser it; they consider it achshavei because it's put into the food. It's hard for me to understand why it's achshavei if you put it into food for coloring. You're not putting it in for eating. It's something that doesn't have a taste. It's a tasteless or problem. So, it can't answer. If you mashiv the taste, I understand. If you're eating it mishum refuah, then it's okay. So, it's hard for me to understand why you're eating it for coloring, why it should be a problem. I want to read to you something interesting. The COR is the largest hesher organization in Canada. It's considered a reliable hesher organization. I'm reading from what they wrote about carmine. It starts by quoting a 2006 Wall Street Journal investigative article revealed the presence of bugs in Tropicana Ruby Red grapefruit juice. This they need an investigation for. Both products and Danin something or other yogurt. Both products are colored with a distinctive red dye called carmine, which is extracted from a crushed female beetle. Carmine is also a common ingredient in candy, ice cream, and cosmetics. Ingredients sometimes referred to it as natural red 4. Okay. Carmine is produced, now this is the way they describe it. Carmine is produced by heat drying these insects until they're completely dehydrated. and subsequently crushing them into powder. Now, the way they describe it, that it goes through the dehydration process, and then crushed into powder. The powder is then boiled in water, which extracts the carbonic acid, which is present in the powdered insects. They're claiming the coloring. No, the Tropicana orange juice was a separate issue. They're referring to the coloring of the ruby red grapefruit juice. That coloring comes from the carmine, or at least it did in 206. Now, they write, I don't know where they got this from, you may be surprised to learn that carmine is not a New World discovery. The first instance of carmine appears in the Torah under the name Telah Shani. Now, how they know that carmine is Telah Shani, I have no idea. And anyway, this was colored with a dye referred to as Karmaz Goniel. It was identified as being extracted from an insect. Anyway, that part of it is not so Nogeya, but however, what they basically say is that it's Achshavei is the problem, which is hard to understand. As I said, why Achshavei for coloring is considered Achshavei. Now, I do have to tell you, I Googled.
I think it's important. It always bothered me that Achshavei is a myself people are from exposure. Now, I have an answer.
Now what?
You can read it. It's not time. It's from people.
Oh, you mean it? I hear. If it's a diet, there's a tumul whether the tcheles has to be minamut bepicha. If it does, then obviously today's tcheles is not tcheles. Yeah. And the same thing for zina squid is not squid. What you do for dvarim shebektush has to be minamut bepicha. So the question is if the but in the Beis Hamikdash was using with the same tcheles was used in the klei shares in the big day kuna. So the Ratzina writes that it's Chazusa Ba'alma, it doesn't have to be kosher. But that was part of the tumult by him. This would be another answer that it would be mutter. However, I have to tell you, I Googled how is carmine made, and it doesn't say that it goes through any dehydration at all. It says it's sun-dried and then crushed, which is different. Sun-dried for less than 12 months, obviously, is very different than going through a dehydration process. So I don't know what the truth is. I have no way of knowing one way or the other. But Lamaisa, this is totally in whether you say Achshavei on something in it for color, and Lamaisa none of the Hechsherim use it. So I guess it's academic at the moment because it's not used. Okay, so this is the last sif here in the Siman. There are a couple of topics I wanted to discuss, but the main thing I wanted to do is look at the chart. Whoever doesn't have a chart, there are a few points that I want to make. Now, I really wanted to get such a chart from each kashrus organization and compare them. I was not able to do it because none of them, I couldn't find at least, except for the Star K. If anybody doesn't have a copy, you maybe pass them around. Everybody have a copy there? Okay. At any rate, I'm not giving this out as the definitive, absolutely correct chart, but for the most part, the Hechsherim organizations are on the same page with some variations, which I might mention. Now, let's just look quickly, and then I'll point out what will be a chiddush to you. A is no checking required, just to go through them quickly. They're all my favorite foods. Alfalfa sprouts, artichoke, asparagus, bean sprouts, beets, butternut squash. Okay, that's not so bad. And cherries are good. Okay, carrots, carob, cherries. Yeah, they hold raisins are okay. They hold raisins are five, yes. A flour, they say, doesn't have to be checked. And nuts, they write, don't have to be checked. Peppers, peas, parsnips, potatoes, radishes, raisins, white rice, zucchini. One thing at a time. They say nuts don't have to be checked. No, look at it. No checking required. It says on nuts. Okay? So I'll explain. Okay, let me explain regarding the raisins. I think it's fair to say that raisins, that being makra raisins is a chumra. There are times that raisins do have bugs inside, but whatever the complicated explanation is, I think it's fair to say that there's no isser on the raisins. It's not demonstrated to be a mira motzi. And hamachmir yachmal atzma is good to be machmir. The reason that Kehila is machmir and Lakewood is machmir and a lot of hechsherim are machmir is because we assume people that use our hechsher are assuming that we try to be yitzir kol hashitas. So there are a group of hechsherim that try. If you're a national hechsher, you can't do it. But the small hechsherim like Kehila. Kehila and Lakewood, basically, we work, Kehila, Lakewood, and the Psaic, actually, we try to work together. And KAJ, that are machmer on the raisins, do it because we want to be Yitzhak B'day Kos Safik. But it's understandable that most of Sherem are okay. Now, all raisins are the same. There's no difference, the oven dried and the outside. What? I don't want to go into it. Raising a complicated story. A DC, you have to check. There's no mir amotzi. It's not common to find bugs. One minute, one thing at a time. B, not recommended. The other extreme. So in B, you have artichoke. I'm not sure if it's a common food or not. You have the berries, the blackberries, Brussels sprouts, edible flowers. Interesting. Other berries, mostly berries, right? Mulberries. Oh, now there are mushrooms. Important to note. People ask about mushrooms. You see down by mushrooms? The portobello mushrooms just need to be rinsed well. But the other mushrooms, and I don't know if they're common or not, the oyster mushrooms, how's that pronounced? Porcini? Mushrooms?
That looks common. That's very expensive.
I am not a mushroom eater, so I don't know, but... But there seems to be a chilek between them. And basically, the raspberries. So A and B, I guess, are the two extremes. Now, the chiddush, maybe the biggest chiddush to you is K, which I please read down on K. In our house, we used brown rice for many years. About a year ago, a year and a half ago, it became apparent, I don't know if it changed, or became apparent, that brown rice today is infested, and we stopped using the brown rice in the house. The Star K is writing that quinoa as well. Quinoa and brown rice are problematic. The way they describe checking it, if you look at K on the bottom, place in a strainer. For brown rice, a medium mesh, number 12 or higher. For quinoa, fine mesh, 15 to 25. Shake vigorously for 15 to 25 seconds over a light box. Not everybody has a light box at home, or at least some white paper. Okay, you can bring it to Yechmiel's house. He has a light box. And then examine the surface of the light box for any insect presence. If no insects, it can be used. If insects, is a problem. Now, they tell you look for beetles and weevils. I don't know how to look for beetles and weevils. In quinoa, look for book lice or mites. By me, if they crawl, they're bugs. And if they don't crawl, they're not bugs. But this is not well known, that the quinoa and the brown rice... as of today, are problematic. I should add, an alert was sent out from a few hechsher organizations regarding blueberries at this time, that the current crop of blueberries is problematic. We'll see what they write here about blueberries. I like blueberries too. It's okay. We'll survive. Licorice has no bug problem. Licorice and brownie bars are you can live on them for a very long time. All right, so that's the quinoa and the brown rice is important. Now, to try to get to some of the others, G is the thrip cloth method. The thrip cloth method is basically something that's just not worth doing in your house. And therefore, things with the thrip cloth measure is just not enough to do a soapy wash on. Now, I want to point out what's included in G, some things you would expect, things like broccoli, some of the items I don't know, basil. Now, included in this is cabbage, which some people think they can just wash and do enough with. Cabbage, dill, endives, if you're putting dill into the soup, you should get a vegetable bag. There's a mesh bag. People want to put dill in their chicken soup. They sell, all the Jewish stores sell, the hardware stores and the fruit and vegetable stores. They call them gourmet bags. They're made by gourmet chefs. They don't want little pieces of dill floating around their chicken soup. So they use it for aesthetic reasons. And basically, the dill or the other things that are put in, you put in the bag. The bag has a fine mesh through which the bugs don't crawl, but the taste does go into the soup. Now, getting back to it, look at lettuce. They're saying, and this is the Starkei, that lettuce can't be washed and checked unless you use a thrift cloth method. You see, now I want to make this point. They write about lettuce to use the thrift cloth method. We can read it quickly. They say wash it, prepare basin water with a non-bleach, non-toxic, very good, dishwasher detergent. The mixture should feel slippery. Agitate for 15 seconds. Note, for broccoli and cauliflower, 30 seconds. Soak before agitating. Remove produce in the basin, shake off excess water, pour the water through the thrift cloth. Check the thrift cloth over a light box. Now, I don't know about you, I don't know if the lettuce is worth it, but if insects are found, repeat steps 1 through 6, do it up to 3 times. So it's a little bit of an issue. It's not simple to check, and they're saying that this is the way lettuce and cabbage have to be checked, and I don't think, I shouldn't say, maybe some people it's worth it, but, what? Getting, you're like wine, get better with age.
It's my birthday today.
Mazel tov, give up
Thomas.
Okay, Rabbi Say, this is the non-pre-wash. People who want to buy fresh lettuce. I mentioned in the past, Indian boy lettuce comes with a sticker with Hebrew letters. They're very hard to read, but if you read, it says Ton Bedika. That's what it says on it. It's a little misleading. I don't know if it still comes that way, I shouldn't say, but it did. Well, with the same lettering.
The dole has
washed. Dole comes with 2 types of stickers. When it's less infested, three times plus the thrift cloth. They say the 3 times through
the
thrift cloth.
I mean, the third time, if it's still there, you can't correct it.
Yeah. Maramachim Anilach. I don't know. I don't know. I think you would have to check with the Heksher. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. I don't either. Just tell you what came out. You know, very often it's. Let me read you blueberries. I took from another. I think it was the OK. They had it spread over 17 pages, but I'll read you what they say about blueberries. Now, frozen blueberries are better. I mentioned to you a number of weeks ago. The reason frozen blueberries are better is because they're picked when they're not yet ripe. They're picked when they're not ripe. They're picked by machine, they're knocked off onto the ground, and what they're saying is the tendency of bugs and berries is when they fall from a height is that the bugs run away from the berries. And that's only true about the frozen, which are I may be saying it right about the under. All right, so I don't know, but anyway, they gave this explanation of why only the ripe. I know, that's what they say. The frozen are picked ripe because they freeze them right away. When they're picked ripe, you shake the bush and they fall off, and the bugs tend to migrate away from it when they get banged. The fresh berries are picked raw, are picked not yet ripe, because they don't want to spoil. And the fresh ones have to be hand-picked, because they won't fall off. And by them, the bugs tend to be more prevalent. This is what the kashrus organizations are saying. I'm reading to you the fresh blueberries from... Well, what does he say here about blueberries? F, soap wash. All right, he says for blueberries... But he also says to inspect for presence of scale insects. In other words, there are two types of bugs. There's one bug in the crown, and that you really have to look at the crown of the blueberry if it has webbing. Any bug or nut that has webbing on it shows that the webbing comes from living things. Rarely, but occasionally, cashews and almonds will have almonds at the point. And cashews somewhere in it that'll have some webbing on it, just throw that one out. But the blueberries sometimes webbing in the crown, and that's for sure no good. And where the other insects are, I don't know. But he writes, the Star K writes about blueberries, F, to do a soap wash, and then to inspect the presence of scale insects. Now, scale insects, we spoke about in oranges, they're scales, they're black. They don't look like insects. They're black, tiny black, look like black growths. You see it sometimes on an orange and on the blueberry. Now, if you have to do a visual inspection of the blueberries, it's tough. They say to do a sample inspection, which is what they're saying. For the OK, they say the following. Prepare a quart-sized bowl of soapy water per pint. This is actually from the Chicago Rabbinical Council sent out an alert about blueberries. This is word for word from there. It says the following procedure for all fresh blueberries until October 31st, 2021. I guess in November they have a contract for this to come to an end. But no, what they mean is that this season is more infested. Prepare a quart-sized bowl of soapy water per pint of blueberries. Soak and agitate the blueberries in the soapy water for 20-30 seconds. Then rinse the blueberries in running water. Now, I'm not sure what this means. In Camp Agoda, but also we've been using blueberries based on Rabelski by soaking them and checking the water after they soak, checking what's floating on top. Hopefully nothing. Now they're saying it's worse. So they say prepare a quart-sized bowl of soapy water per pint. So I don't know if they mean... every pint has to be in its own container. Or you can do a gigantic thing with many pints and have a lot. So I don't know if it's the ratio. Quart to pint is that a 4-to-1? 2-to-1 ratio, okay. So at any rate, this is what they write about blueberries, but they write frozen blueberries are acceptable without certification. Organic frozen blueberries are not recommended. So organic is always worse because they have the bugs in them. It's a steerer. The vegans like organic, but they don't like bugs. So it's a little bit of a steerer. Okay. So this is the story with the blueberries. Now strawberries. What does it say here about strawberries? So it's also F, the same as blueberries. It needs a soapy wash. But they say also cut off the tops of the berry along with a little of the fruit. No, the tops where the green flower is, along with a little of the fruit. That's what they're recommending on strawberries. Again, regarding strawberries, taking this from the Chicago, again, Rabbinical Council, a quote, the CRC, the Chicago Rabbinical Council, has been finding a high occurrence of insects in strawberries. So that the previous method of rinsing and rubbing, he didn't even mention rubbing, but rinsing and rubbing under a stream of water is not efficient in removing the buds. Therefore, until further notice, we recommend the following. Cut off the tops. Now try to avoid making a hole. This is a very important thing. The tops, the green, tend to have bugs in them. And if you cut it and create a hole into the berry, there's a feeling that the bugs are going to run down the hole, which is not where you want them. So you have to cut off the top, try to avoid making a hole. Now they say soak and occasionally agitate the strawberries in soapy water. using a concentrated solution of 1 tablespoon of dishwashing liquid with no more than 8 cups of water for 1 to 2 minutes. Do not substitute vegetable wash. They say vegetable wash is not as good as soapy water. Then rub each strawberry thoroughly under a stream of cold water with hand. Again, not practical in camp. You rub each one. Then, after you rub it, soak it a second time and agitate the strawberry a second time in new soapy water at the same ratio. And then, step 5, rinse the strawberries. Once all 5 steps are done, you could use it, but please note, this does not apply to organic strawberries, which are very difficult to clean. So it involves 2 soakings, a rubbing, and a rinsing. So it seems to be something of an issue. And I'm stressing, I'm reading this to you from the standard Hechsher, not from some chumra, some vad l'chumra sateloim. This is like from the mainstream kashrus organization.
But none of the bugs are in this thing. They're all on the thing.
What?
None of the bugs are in this.
How do you know?
That's what it's saying. If you wash it or do this, then you can get rid of it.
Okay. And one of the issues where there is a difference between the kashrus organizations and those who are more machmir is celery. Everyone agrees that celery has bugs on it. Let's see what the star case says about celery. Celery stalks. Yeah, not the top, the stalks. They say D, rinse well. Now, it says in D, for celery stalks, while rubbing with your hand or a vegetable brush. So just washing them without... Rubbing means you have to rub every part of the surface. And with either a brush or your hand, so rinsing alone is not enough. Now, the difference of opinion regarding celery has to do with the fact that there are, celery does have a type of insect that burrows its way into the celery. There's no question it exists. The question is how prevalent it is, whether it's a mir hamatzu or not a mir hamatzu. So some of the, no, you can't, don't see holes. The way to see it is to hold it up to a light. The celery itself, the light passes through it, it's pretty translucent. But the bug is thicker. Now, it doesn't look like a bug, it just looks like something embedded in the celery, and then you take a sharp knife and you cut it and remove it. There are many of them, but there are some. The question is, if it's enough to be a mir hamotzi, they have to be chayshish for that. So that's an area in which there's a difference of opinion. I think what the Star K is saying is what the national kashrus organizations are saying, and
we find that tuna.
What?
The tuna
salads have celery. Okay. So you have to know which hasher makes it. It's okay. Yeah, dole. I haven't seen dole lately, but when the dole lettuce is available, it comes with 2 labels. One label has the KAJ emblem, and one has the star K. And I say it a nice way, when it's cleaner, it gets the KAJ label, and when it's not clean enough to get the KAJ label, it gets the star K label, which means that the level of the bar, the star K has a lower bar than the KAJ, and the Hechsherim, the local Hechsherim, only allow it with the KAJ label and not with the star K label. What?
The lettuce isn't the lettuce grown in the greenhouse?
No. And I don't want to get into that. I'm just telling you the bottom line. This is the we're going from topic to topic. I think you're more confused than you started, but at least the quinoa, the brown rice, is probably a chiddush to everybody. The fact that lettuce, they're saying you can't do lettuce unless you use a thrip cloth, it's probably a chiddush to many people. And the fact that not all mushrooms are good, it's not across the board.
It's true. They say I buy a pound of them, I only check 3 of them, and they're all good.
So how do you check them?
Follow the guidelines here.
What are the guidelines? Tell me how you do it. If you follow the guidelines, they're saying you don't have to check it, so it should be fine. They're saying it's good.
By doing a sample check.
You don't make it worse by doing a sample check. You don't make it worse. According to the stock case, okay, there are those who are more called mahader on the strawberries, but Yeah, according to this, what you have to do by strawberries is the following. No, I mean it seriously. Just the strawberries, again. It's five steps. Cut off the tops. Try to avoid making a hole. I'm reading to you from the CRC. Number two, soak and occasionally agitate the strawberries in soapy water using the concentration you mentioned earlier. Rub each strawberry thoroughly under a stream of cold water. Soak and agitate strawberries a second time for 1 to 2 minutes. Then rinse the strawberries. This is what they're recommending.
I'll pass it to
Rabbi Avraham.
And what? He's not saying cut off the tops.
Cut off the top was one. Step one was cut off the tops. And this is what they're recommending. And I'm just a cliche-y for all of this. I didn't check any of this stuff. The strawberries, I glad was here when they had the meeting about the strawberries. It's very hard from a meeting to know how common it is. You know, they find it, but how common.
The KJ and the KJ and the which
lettuce
was that?
Dole lettuce. D-O-L-E. Dole is a company. Yeah, and that's generally accepted. Okay. I haven't seen it lately. It was the stores used to have it a lot. Lately, I haven't seen it much. They have it in the... Okay, one more area of disagreement are dates and figs. Dates and figs, there's a big chalukei dayos about how prevalent it is. If you look here in the Star K...
Dried or the fresh?
Oh, so let's see what they say. You're right. There's dried and there's fresh. So, figs get an H. Where are dates? Dates and figs are H. Let's get to H. Visual check. They say it's fine. Look for holes, webbing, or insects in the fruit. For leeks and scallions, check inside tube, etc. But figs and juice, they say, no, that's not what they say. The Star Case says, visual check, that's enough. However, quoting again from the OK and the CRC, they write about both dates and figs. Slice open a handful from the container and check inside. If no insects are found, the rest may be eaten without checking. This is what you said, checking like three of them and doing it this way. And they don't make a difference here. Oh, wait, this is fresh figs and dates. Dried dates, they write dried dates, slice open a handful also. Dried figs, also slice lengthwise, check for wasps and worms. So they're saying both dried and they have to check a few of them. And then get to it. Okay, so this is the bottom line. Dill, they also write, you need a thrift cloth method for dill, which also may be a chiddush. Blackberries, not recommended. Raspberries, not recommended. All right, this is the basic bottom line of everything we've learned. It's interesting, corn on the cob... corn on the cob, they all say, is good. Corn on the cob, peel it. C, roof peel or rinse. Okay, you got to rinse it. So corn on the cob, rinse, and the others say it also. Corn on the cob, general inspection. Anyway. Okay, what I would like... to do as the I went shopping this morning and I bought some berries. Now they claim if you drop berries from about 2 feet height, you're going to see bugs running off, tiny bugs running off. So what I did is that you need a white bottom. So give this to them. We're going to use this, and some of you have used that. You need a white. You have to drop it on something white. And I want to take the strawberries. We'll give everyone 2 strawberries. I don't take achrayas if you want to eat it. It's just achrayas for checking purposes. So, if everyone handles it, it'll be a tasty smoothie. Every here and there, somebody take it. I didn't. Usually, when you do something, you want to do a practice check beforehand to make sure it's interesting. You may end up with nothing. Give it to them there. Now, I also brought raspberries and blackberries, although the raspberries look so mushy, I don't think anything would climb out of them. pierce it that way. And it really requires looking close. You're not going to get big roaches running out of them. But I hope. So we're going to try. No, you got it. You have to drop it. You dropped it from. Okay, drop it from the high. Ready? Okay.
There's something. Oh my goodness.
Are they crawling?
Wow. No, those are bugs.
Some of them are crawling. Some of them are not.
Which ones are crawling?
Which ones are crawling? It's just little black pieces.
No. They're crawling. Let's see.
That's crawling.
That one crawled.
They naturally flee.
That one's moving.
Well, you're right. Wow. Yeah.
As it works.
It must go back home.
Yeah, I see it. Look, it's moving. Yeah. These guys, look at that. Wow.
Yeah, you do.
Some of them are moving.
Are
you serious? Really?
Oh, we got some moving ones.
Yes, yes.
Really? Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll leave you with one. Next week, Ned, I plan to be here. And I'd like to do, as I do every year before the summer, I try to switch off between Hilchus Aruvei Tchumin and Hilchus Eruv around the bungalow colony. I don't remember what we did last year. Were we learning at this time last year? We're back. Sunday? I don't remember. But anyway, glad we didn't start till after the summer. Okay. I have a short memory. Okay, also next year I'd like to learn the beginning of the year. There's one simin, Chayshe Mishpat, on Hilchus Shemitah Kesafim. It's not that long, but it's geschmack to learn. I think it's Peivav, I think, the Chayshe Mishpat, Hilchus Mavo V'Loiva, and then we'll move on. Probably 7 years ago, probably. Yeah.
March 15th to August 30th.
March 15th?
It was the last year, and August 30th.
So. Oh, really? Okay. All right, what I'd like to do, just one nekuda I left hanging in Lamdis. Back in... when we spoke about the honey, we said honey into which things are bottled is mutter. We said there that if it's efsha besinun, it needs to be sifted. It needs to be put through a misanein. Yeah. So the question was, when you boil hot water. We said if you boil hot water, there's no problem because you're not boiling it in order to destroy the bugs. You're boiling it to make spaghetti or whatever you normally boil it for. And the question was, if we said over there by the honey that you boil it and then you're misanin it, why should the Mechaber said that? Why should we not require sinun for boiled hot water? Now, once you cook the spaghetti in it, it's already too late. But when you want to rely on boiled water without anything, so the question is why it should not require sinun. So I want to tell you an interesting machlokes in Simen Kuf Dalid. Chazal say Divrei Torah are Aniyim B'Makim Zev, Ashirim B'Makim Acher. The dispute is an interesting argument about. About separating things. There's a Dira talks about Achbara Dedabra. It talks about a certain type of an Achbar, which some say means a squirrel. I don't know if I can prove it means one thing or another. There's Neisen Tam L'Shvach. Shabbi Eilal Shulcha Malachim. Eilal Shulcha Malachim. President eats squirrel meat. I don't know, but once upon a time. What? Kentucky, they eat squirrels? They should move to New York. We got plenty of them. Okay. So anyway, it says it tastes good. Aval achbara de masa misapkon a mishpiach b'sheich of a chaymitz ayin paikin. So it says the following. It says that if an achbar falls into a mixture, obviously if you can pull it out, you pull it out. He says if nofal, he's going an achbara demasa misap kolon if it's mashbiach. If nofal a shechar chaimitz b'tzayneim v'siray shalem muter avom hayir esayach b'shab esecha meisleis bein shesiray shalem meishach tachit hezdakos v'yachal asame b'misanenes. So he says that it's awesome. If nechtach lechaticha is dakos, was cut into small pieces. V'u bin yisheni yachol asanadai gashen es arav hashech or hachaim is a meichalav hakel oser ve'ein shem bittel the chashinu shem yifke b'ma moshe shalisser. It's a fascinating machloikis here. It's very hard to explain the mitzias. You have something which is nirulei naim, but you can't really separate it. Now, if it's nirulei naim, you should be able to separate it. So I guess to imagine something like a vegetable soup that's very thick, it has a lot of vegetables in it that are cut up quite small. Now, when you come to any piece of vegetable, you can tell really what it is. But it's virtually impossible to pull out all of one type of the vegetable. See, other than this, nirulei naim v'ef shalasananoi. The mechabah shita is that it's aser. That such a thing is aser, and the Taz concurs. The Ramah says, dafka b'sheret yishloch shenim shosham shiul chalaitziyai, avu b'shari surim ein lochush. There's a machlekes here, if such a thing be'etzem is bottle, and there's an arichus here. The Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef argue, and their basic argument in a very long arichus is the status of something as nirulei naim v'efshel asanadai if it's bottle. Now, the argument that if you boil water and you have pieces of the bug still in it, it's efshel asanadai, is no worse than nirulei naim v'yachol asananai, which the Mechaber by us says you have to do sinun, which is l'shitasai. The Ramah and the Nekudas HaKesef, which is the Shach and the Ramah, say that it's mutter, that that it's okay, where it could be nirulei naim. So here it depends on the level of efshel asananai. The case of the bugs, if you do sinun after they fell apart, you can't get everything out. Because what happens when you boil bugs is that they fall apart, and the legs, the antenna fall off, and the center of the bug remains intact. So you can get the center of the bug out, but it's EF Shalasanai Lagamri. The question is whether you have to do anything, whether you need sinun at all. The shita basically of the Shach in the Shemkutza Kesav and the Ramah is you don't. And very interesting, the Taz says, why not? And the Chavis Das and the Crazy Place, he say, if I understand correctly, the following biur. The language that they bring from the Rishayim is that the pieces are smaller than an adasha, very small pieces. So the Taz says, who cares small pieces? Chatzis Shir is also an atayra also. What's the difference? So the Chavis Das says, it's, and I want to explain it. He says it's so small that it's EF Shalavai Lidei Kazayus Bekdei Achilas Pras, the language you find by Hilchas Pesach. EF Shalavai Kazayus Bekdei Pras. What does that mean? Chasishir is Aser. So why do we can't come to a Kazayus? So there's a fascinating Nidain in the Prima Gadim. Rabbi Chanan has a piece on it in his Kavit Shurim. When Chasishir is Aser, right? You have Nevela, so Kazayus is Aser. Chasishir, is that an Isidei Raisa? So the Gemara says Chatzis Shir Rav Yechonon says Yuma. You're going to have it now in the eighth parak of Yuma, right? Chatzis Shir is also minatayr. Now why? So the Gemara says because it's mistarif to a shir. Every shir is to Chatzis Shir. So there's a very geshmak klar that the Prima Gadim has. What Chazias Terufe means. Let's say somebody has half a kazayis of nevela. So it has to be in this and there isa. Because in order to eat a kazayis, a person needs half a kazayis, and then another half a kazayis. So it can't be the first half a kazayis is what. The question is, in the language of the Rosh Yeshiva, is that a simin or a siva? Which means the following. Do we say, since every shir is numerous chatzi shirim, it's a simin, the Torah said even the first half of the shir? Well, no. It's not. It's just a siva. Since when you eat half a shir, if the person keeps on going, the whole thing is an issur d'oraisa. So because it's potentially a kazayas, therefore the half a kazayas is us. I'll explain to you by a nafkamina. Prima Gavin says, if you could be mechavin the last minute of Pesach, or the last minute of, which are the issurs told us about, the last minute of Yom Kippur, the last minute, and you eat a chatzi shir, it's yefshel etzarif. Because when you finish eating, this man is going to be up. If you all chatzi shir is just a simen, so then it's aser. It's aser min ha-Torah. It's a simen. The Torah asked every mashu. But if you learn chatzi shir as a siba, so why is a person not allowed to eat a chatzi shir? Because if he keeps on eating, it'll be a shir. The whole thing is an iser d'oraisa. So then if it's yefshel, it's tarufe. If it's the last minute of the day, it's not possible, then it'll be mutter. So this nidain is their clair that toilet in a shach in Hilchus Nedarim. By Hilchus Nedarim, the shach says it could be some mechaber, but the shach says if you make a neder, I'm not going to eat a kazayis of apple. So the shach says you're allowed to eat chatzi shir. Because a neder goes according to what you said. You said shir, you didn't say chatzi shir. So if that's the case, so that only makes sense if chatzi shir is a simen. If it's a simen, the Torah meant to ask a chatzi shir, so a neder, which the Torah didn't ask, so I asked, goes by what I meant. But if it's a siba, meaning, I asked on myself a shir, a kazayis of apple. If the issur is because it's a siba, then I'm not allowed to eat half a kazayis because it still could come to the kazayis, which is also al tilchus nedar. So the toilet in that the whole Rav Yisrael Salanta's chap by the pandemic of his day, the cholera epidemic, where he had a chap Erev Yom Kippur, everyone should make a neder that they're not going to eat a kazayis on Yom Kippur. What do you gain? So he says, "Ain is a chal lisser. If you make a neder, Yom Kippur is not chal. There's no way to see Yom Kippur. Oh, but is this a neder? Yeah, but in Hilchus Neder, you can eat chatzi shir." The Shah says, "So ipach make a shir on Yom Kippur. Chatzi shir is awesome. So eat, make a neder. You're not going to eat a kazayis, and then on Yom Kippur you can eat a chatzi shir because Yom Kippur is not chal. Ain is a chal lisser." And off neder you can eat a chatzi shir. That was his. So it's the divine design has a nice piece in the lumpness of it. What I want to just explain to you is that Chavis Das says if you have a mixture that's such a mixture it can never come to be kazayis v'dechilas pras. So then if you hold that chatzi shir is only aser al siba because it could come to the shir, if it's such a mixture then it can never come in the water, it'll never come to the shir of a kazayis. So then, once you take off this and their ISIS, so then by stuff there are bottom, you don't have to be misanim. At any rate, that's probably what it's totally in. So, Mitzvah Hashem, Belina, there next week, we'll do all the halachas for the summer. Okay,